This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This time of year is perfect for it, to move around, to get comfortable. It's not about winning every single rep and having to be on the left side and having to get everything mastered on the left side. It's about trying new things and moving around, and I'm sure you guys will see a good amount of that. And we just have so much depth, especially at the outside linebacker position, with Herb, too, who's a more than capable pass rusher. So I'm sure we'll have some cool packages and some new stuff for you guys to see.
Good morning, everybody. That was T.J. Watt yesterday. First day for the Steelers, like the first day of school, report day to training camp. And today, in the 92-degree heat, they will practice for the first time. And color me shocked, T.J. Watt's going to be a full participant. I always thought a deal would get done. I never thought he'd be there for training camp. And if he were there for training camp, I had always thought he would do the hold-in thing. Now, the last time he did that, he just so happened to tie the all-time single-season sack record of 22.5. Mark Caboli, today on Twitter, with a little bit of a hot take, he says, prediction, T.J. Watt will surpass 20 sacks this year and flirt with the single-season sack record. It's a good prediction from Mark. I also think it should damn well be the expectation for T.J. Watt. Now, it's tough to put that kind of expectation on a guy. Hey, in order for you to be worth your contract, you need to make history. But I think it's a fair expectation for T.J. Watt. A, he's really damn good. B, he's the highest paid non-quarterback in the history of professional football. And C, he's done it before. If T.J. Watt had topped out, at 15 sacks and was doing that perennially and was also up there in pass rush, win rate, and pressure rate and all those fun, hokey analytical stats, I think the Steelers still would have given him $40 million a season. I wouldn't be sitting here saying, oh, T.J. Watt, to justify that contract, needs to do something he's never done before. No, what I'm saying is do what you have done before. He doesn't need necessarily to break it. But I think 20 sacks is a fair expectation for the guy. Caboli started arguing with me about it on Twitter when I said, yeah, that should be his expectation. Caboli said, well, Dak is the highest paid quarterback in the NFL. Should he break the single season touchdown record? Well, Jerry Jones likes to pay for things that he probably shouldn't pay for, or he'll like to go above and beyond when he pays guys. He's going to do it with Micah Parsons, who should be the highest paid edge rusher in the NFL. He's next up, but I bet you he makes him a $50 million player instead of a $41.5 million player. He did the same thing with Dak. And again, Dak has never made history. TJ's done it before. TJ, the last time he was healthy, had 19 sacks in a season. I'm all for making predictions. I'm not knocking Caboli's prediction, but I think his prediction should be the expectation. He had 19 sacks 2 years ago. He had 22.5 sacks 2 years before that. They are paying this guy like a quarterback. He's not a quarterback. So go put the quarterback on the ground 20 plus times. Is that an unfair expectation? 412-928-9370. I know that it was pretty much 50-50 on whether or not if all of you listening out there would have given TJ Watt this deal. Bob Pompiani put out a Twitter poll. We've all put out Twitter polls. Did the Steelers do the right thing by paying TJ Watt? And across the board, 50-50. If you're one of the people who said that TJ Watt should get that money, that's because you think TJ Watt is an elite Hall of Fame player. Wouldn't you then think that the expectation should be, since he's so great, a 20-sack season? Because now I'm getting all kind of blowback, pushback on social media, and I don't quite understand it. 412-928-9370. That'd be about $2 million per sack. That seems like a good going rate. What do you think? 412-928-9370. I like the prediction from Mark. Don't you think, though, his prediction is what the expectation should be? Like, TJ Watt does have to go out there and perform and justify the contract. And beyond that, for me, he needs to go out there and play well in a playoff game, something he's never done. TJ Watt has 1 sack in 4 playoff games, didn't register a stat against the Baltimore Ravens. In order to justify the contract, for me, he needs to be flirting with 20 sacks, and then if and when the Steelers get to the postseason, even in defeat, he needs to play his ass off. And I've used this analogy in each of the last couple of shows. I'll use it again. TJ McConnell was outstanding in the NBA Finals. His team lost, but that guy deserves a ton of compliments for getting his team to the doorstep of greatness. Now, he is not getting paid the way TJ Watt is, and that's probably where the analogy is bad and goes to die, but you can be noble in defeat. You go out there and you play really well and the team still loses, then it's not your fault the team lost. He's been one of the reasons why the team has lost in the 4 playoff games that he's been healthy in. And if you look at it real close, and this is sad, the best defensive performance in the last 5 playoff games from the Pittsburgh Steelers was the one where he didn't play against Buffalo. So Kabali says, prediction, TJ Watt will surpass 20 sacks this year and flirt with single season sack record. I say, hey, good prediction, Mark. I think that should be the expectation. What say you? Is that too lofty a goal? 412-928-9370. TJ Watt commented yesterday on why he posted the peace sign on Instagram. Here's what he had to say.
Sometimes it's just fun to have fun with the narratives out there because, I mean, obviously I'm very in tune with what's going on in negotiations and how things are going. It's fun to see what you guys are all writing, thinking that things are one way even though they're completely a different way. So sometimes it's fun, especially when it's early in the off season, to kind of throw something out there and see what happens. And it stirred things up a lot more than I ever thought it could.
Yeah, BS. We've been running things through the BS meter today. Omar Khan's comments, do we buy what he was selling or not? Mike Tomlin's comments, do we buy what he was selling or not? TJ Watt there, I don't believe he was just trying to stir the pot. I think that was part of it. I think he was dissatisfied with how contract negotiations were going. And I actually don't blame him for posting that on Instagram. I'm not saying that by way of criticism. And I didn't necessarily, I guess, expect him to tell the truth, but he wasn't telling the truth there. Mark Kabali says he thinks TJ Watt could break the single-season sack record this year. I say that should be the expectation, is for him to at least flirt with it. Is that too lofty a goal? 412-928-9370. Peter in Pittsburgh wants to chime in. Hi, Peter.
Hi. Hey, I just wanted to say that TJ has, since he's always double-teamed and then the running back chips him on the way in, that's 3 guys on him. He's become the best stripper of the ball I've ever seen.
I'm with you on that.
Football. Not just quarterback strips. He'll strip the ball from the running back. And, you know, so even if he doesn't reach 20, but he keeps stripping the ball and being the game-wrecking player that he is, I think he's earned his money.
I want it all, my friend. I want it all, Peter. And he has perfected that peanut punch. He punched a dude in the nuts one time. He does take the football away. He will have an interception every now and again, as he did against the Los Angeles Rams and made Sean McVay want to pull his hair out. TJ Watt is a complete player. I think that is good analysis by Peter. And if you go by PFF, and I only do whenever it benefits my argument, he was the highest graded rush defender in the NFL last year as an edge player. TJ Watt is an elite player. He is a future Hall of Famer. But he's getting paid to be the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL. He's getting paid mostly, I think, folks, because of the sack totals. We need a Gaudy sack total this year. I would settle for 19. He's done it before. Someone tweets in, Adam does. He had more sacks than 15 sacks twice in his 8-year career, but you're expecting 20 every year? No, we're talking about this year. You're getting paid a lot of money, and he's still young enough where I think it's a fair expectation that he flirts with 20 sacks. 412-928-9370. Jim in Pleasant Hills next up. Good morning to you, Jim. Hey,
Hello.
Hey, turn your radio down, Jim. What's up, buddy?
Hello?
Hi, Jim.
Hello.
What do you got for us, bud? I think Jim's putting on. But if he's not, he can call back and turn his radio down at 412-928-9370. Harry, he's making $41 million a year. Do you think it's an unfair expectation to say that he should flirt with 20 sacks and the all-time sack record? It's not like he hasn't accomplished it before. He has.
He needs to have 30 sacks with all that money, for all I'm concerned.
Let's make it 40. Let's make it a mil per sack. He should have broke the single-season sack record a couple of years ago, but the hometown, mean old Baltimore Ravens official scorer took a sack away from him, which was nonsense. And Strahan's is tainted too because Favre laid down for him. But that's beside the point. Caboli predicting that TJ Watt will have 20 or more sacks and flirt with the all-time single-season sack record. I think that's the expectation. Is that a fair expectation? 412-928-9370. People texting in saying I'm hating on TJ Watt. It's quite the opposite. I believe he can do it. But I think he should. I think that's what he's being paid to do. Text us as well, brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You could tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia in Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We'll take your calls, texts, and tweets on this when we come back. Also, I think Mike Tomlin's going to screw the Jalen Ramsey thing up. People on the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the pitch, hit, and run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
YouTube stream wondering why I'm laughing so hard during the break. Charlie, who's one of our producers here, one of my favorite people around this place, came in to tell me a story that I cannot share on the air, but it was about his GPA in high school. I can tell it this way. He aced world history, and they asked him if he wanted to be part of the AP history class, and because of a misunderstanding, he thought that was a class. Well, I can't really find a way to tell it, but I'm just going to punt. Sometimes it's good to punt. Sometimes with Matt Canada, you wish the Steelers could have punted on third down, and I'm deciding to do that here. Social media's biggest loser would have been me if I didn't stop that story. Brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Reserve your consultation at awaken180weightloss.com. Mark Caboli says that TJ Watt, in his mind, this is a prediction, is going to set the single season sack record this year, or at least flirt with it. I say that should be the expectation. Is that too lofty a goal? 412-928-9370. I posted that on Twitter as well, and Paul tweets, "You need happy juice every 50 minutes. So much hate. There's nothing hateful about this. How's it hate to say that Watt is good enough to break a record? He tied it once. The last time he was healthy for a full season, he had 19 sacks. I don't think Caboli's going out on a limb here. And I don't think it's ridiculous to say, you're paying a guy $41 million. Go be great. That's not hate. I have faith in him." Let's go to Jeff in Uniontown. Hi, Jeff.
Hey, Mr. Crowley. Actually, I'm in Morgantown working today, but I think he could break the record, but if he could just create enough havoc and command enough attention so the whole team could get a whole pile of sacks, it would be just as good, as long as the quarterback's on his ass.
I like that thinking, Jeff. I think I'll look at your take and I'll kind of flip-flop it a little bit. Yeah, I'd like to see the Steelers be among the league leaders in sacks again. They weren't last year. I think it's because they didn't trust their corners. I think Mike Tomlin has a ton of faith in his corners now, the way he talked about Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and Joey Porter Jr. yesterday. I think what that's going to allow them to do, if he does the sensible thing, is blitz a lot more. They blitzed a ton under Keith Butler. They didn't blitz enough last year. I think part of it was the run defense and there being some advantageous down and distance situations for the offense. But I want them to blitz more, and that actually should free Watt up. We're so focused on moving Watt from right to left and get him doing the Myles Garrett thing. I think some of that's necessary. I think it's more important to blitz a ton. TJ Watt deals with a right tackle, a tight end, and a running back just about every time it's a crucial passing situation. If you bring some heat every now and again, that's going to free him up for more one-on-ones. James Harrison was able to benefit from that a ton with Dick LeBeau. They blitzed a ton. Brian Flores blitzes a ton in Minnesota. That led to prodigious sack totals last year. Makes it easier on Danielle Hunter. Bring the heat. Let TJ go one-on-one with those right tackles. If you do, I think he's going to get home more and should have about 20 sacks. It's a fair expectation. Joe in the South Side. Hi, Joe. Joey!
Yo, Kaz, what's up?
What's up, man?
Not much. How you doing?
Doing good.
Listen, TJ's going to break the sack record. Tell Harry, quit being so negative about Watt. This is why he lost the Green Tree election. Negative Nancy. And one more thing. No one cares about the green tree pool. See you, cuz.
See you, cuz.
Well, that's not very kind. I was very positive about the pool and its opportunities. I was a great council candidate.
I want to bring that back, by the way, referring to everyone as cuz.
Cuz.
I love that.
Hey, cuz.
It's a nice term of endearment. It's also factually inaccurate, though, what he said. You didn't lose the Green Tree Council election because you're some negative Nelly. You lost the Green Tree Council election because Joe Starkey and his wife abstained from voting. Had they voted, you would have won. You would be politician Harry Callis now. I blame Starkey. I blame Starkey's wife. Wonderful people. They did you no favors.
Everyone forgets I lost by one vote.
Exactly.
That's not even a lot.
It's not because you're negative. You're actually a very positive person. You have been spewing some Watt takes. I like that out of you.
I think that's reasonable, though, isn't it?
What?
He held out while he was still under contract, and now he's doing his press conference, making it seem like this was a deal that had to get done this offseason. If he didn't show up and he wasn't under contract, I'd get it. But he's under contract still. That doesn't matter what he thinks.
I think there's a lot of people that would agree with you, but that's just business in the NFL.
And I don't like it. And Dorn and I talked about that last week, and I still don't like it.
Yeah, it's business. I think it's a fair opinion, but
I don't want distractions. I want to focus on football now. You know, I hate the distractions, but he created one on Instagram.
I will actually agree with that by posting the peace sign, by not showing up to minicamp. He created a distraction. If he had shown up to minicamp, there wouldn't have been a distraction.
Or let's say, even if he doesn't show up to minicamp, but he doesn't post that thing on social media, I think we're also good. But it's like, all right, we don't like distractions. We're the Steelers. And then he just like fed into it for no reason.
Him being there at camp is a big deal to me. I think this lingering through training camp, which was actually my expectation, would have been a massive distraction for the team. But that he'll be there makes me forgive him a little bit for some of those distractions he caused at the less crucial part of the offseason. 412-928-9370. If there's one thing that all of you should take away from today's show, it's that Joe Starkey and his wife cost Harry Callis the Green Tree election. If you remember nothing else, that is it. 412-928-9370. Mark Cabali predicting TJ Watt to get 20 or more sacks this year and flirt with the single season sack record. I say that should be the expectation. Do you think that's too lofty an expectation? 412-928-9370. I also said we would get Mike Tomlin talking about his corners, and so I hate to blow off a tease.
We're going to start him regardless. Where we move him around and things really depends on what offenses are doing. Make no mistake, those top three corners that I mentioned, Jalen Ramsey, Slay, and Joey Porter Jr., they're going to be on the field. I don't care what offenses come out in.
I love the idea of Jalen Ramsey being on the field at all times. But what I'm gathering there from Tomlin is that Jalen Ramsey is going to play some safety. And I think that's dumb. I said the Steelers, because of their corner depth, should blitz more this year. I would like to think that that's what they're going to do. But just because me and other smart football people think that the Steelers are going to do something or should do something doesn't mean that they will. I heard Mulsey bring up a good statistic yesterday on the PM team that when Jalen Ramsey was playing man coverage last year and he was the closest defender to the ball, he allowed a quarterback rating of 51, third best in the NFL. Now, I have often referenced that Jalen Ramsey, according to PFF, was the 16th best corner in the NFL last year. That was primarily in man coverage. He is still, even north of 30, an elite man coverage corner. If you are, even at times, trying to replace Minka Fitzpatrick with Jalen Ramsey, then you never should have made the trade in the first place. Minka wasn't a juice worth the squeeze because he was making so much money to not affect the football. But Minka Fitzpatrick, a better safety than Jalen Ramsey was going to be a safety, or is potentially going to be a safety. Like Jalen Ramsey, great athlete and did play safety in college, and I'm sure he'll dabble, and I'm okay with dabbling a little bit. But primarily, Jalen Ramsey needs to play corner. He needs to lock down the Jamar Chases of the world when they're over in Ireland with me. Lock down Justin Jefferson. Like, take away the other team's number one wide receiver. That's job one for Jalen Ramsey. That should be one of the focal points of the Steelers' defense this year. That. Up, oh, TJ Watt, go get quarterback. Jalen Ramsey, go get the other team's best receiver. Those two things, bang, constants, every week, that's what you're doing. Jalen Ramsey should be the number one corner on this team, and that's why he should never come off the field. Don't play around with, oh, a sub package here. Put Jalen Ramsey in its safety because Juan Thornhill stinks, and have Darius Slay and Joey Porter Jr. on the outside. No. Jalen Ramsey, CB1, always make the other parts work around that. But Mike Tomlin hasn't always done the smart thing. I think about all kind of guys they haven't used the right way. Justin Fields last year, barely let him run. Jaylen Warren was a better running back on a yards per carry basis than Najee Harris, yet Najee Harris took the lion's share of the carries. You can argue they didn't use Minka the right way. Hey, go play center field. Dumb. Broderick Jones, hey, you're a left tackle who's played 9 games in college. You want to start it right? Kevin Dotson, one of the best guards in the NFL now. Couldn't make it work here. Kendrick Green, probably never going to be a good player, but wasn't comfortable playing center. Told me that in the locker room. Yeah, I have a 3 out of 10 confidence level in center. So they played him at center day one. Have they got the most out of Pat Freiermuth? Mike Tomlin hadn't always used players the way they should be used. Jalen Ramsey should be CB1. End of opinion. Let's hope Mike Tomlin sees it that way. What did Jeff Hathorn gather from Mike Tomlin's media availability regarding Jalen Ramsey? We'll talk to him next with a training camp report. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Right, that's right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
All right, Jeff Hathorn joins us en route to Steelers training camp. Day one of practice where it's going to be 875 degrees. Real quick before we do get to Jeff, breaking news out of Jets camp. This from Zach Rosenblatt, who covers the team for The Athletic. Justin Fields is being carted inside after limping off and being checked by a trainer. Not great. Man, you hate to see that. You really do. Justin Fields, a great dude. And he handled being sat down last year with such class. I'm always going to be rooting for Justin Fields. Hope he's all right. Hopefully it's just a minor thing. Jeff, good morning to you, buddy. How you doing?
Damn. You're absolutely right. I mean, I don't know if people realize how much support he also had in that locker room last year, talking about Fields.
Yeah.
Like, they loved that guy. Hey, he was not about him. He was a team-first guy, and, man, that's a shame, cuz.
Yes, cuz.
I think we ought to make cuz the old new bro.
I like cuz better than bro. Because bro kind of seems like a pejorative at times, like you're talking down to someone. Cuz is just friendly as hell, cuz.
It's wild the first time, and maybe your daughter has done this, like, daughter's like, bro. Like, bro? Like, really?
She hit me with a dude the other day, and it almost brought me to my knees. It was so funny.
I assume you've gotten an eye roll by this point.
Oh, we get eye rolls every day at dinner time, Jeff. Every single day. But I latch on to it.
Those first ones are tough.
I know. You want to yell, but it's too damn cute. Yeah. Jeff, speaking of injuries, Isaac Seumalo going to start on the non-football injury list. Now, Mike Tomlin didn't seem to think it was a big deal, but nobody seemed to think the Russell Wilson thing was a big deal last year, and he missed six games. If Seumalo's out, I think that is significant for Broderick Jones. This is the year for Broderick. Yes. I would love for him to be playing alongside one of the better guards in the NFL, who's also a really smart dude.
Yeah, and they didn't get a lot of time in offseason together. I agree with you. I mean, this is a chance for him to get to know Seumalo better. Not that they haven't had drills before, because he has worked at left tackle before in practices. But you do want them to have that. You want to have the whole line have continuity, but especially there, you know, I'll say this for Spencer Anderson. This is a guy they've really liked over the years. Like, they've tried to find him a position. They've liked him so much. They've tried him at tackle. They've had him at guard. They've had him at center. They want to make him this super utility guy, but coming into camp, he's kind of focused in on guard. And I mean, he's going to be the guy. It's way too far away from the first game to even speculate on where that is, but at least for now, that's who you're going to see next to Broderick. But I get your point. You would want Seumalo and Jones to have as much time together as possible.
I also think that the depth on the offensive line is lacking. I think they were actually better off from a depth standpoint last year, and this just sort of reinforces that. I know they've got a lot of money still that they could spend. Do you think that they would look at that as priority one, even ahead of another safety or ahead of another wide receiver, Jeff?
Well, and they have done that over the years. You know, they brought in a guy like Jesse Davis, who had NFL experience at the end of, as he was released, I think, by the Dolphins, and brought him in a couple of years ago. They do like Calvin Anderson at tackle, and Calvin Anderson is a guy who has started in the league for multiple teams. So to have a guy that could be a swing, you feel okay about, but they don't have the Herbig. Herbig was a guy you felt like you could put in there, and if it's eight games, Herbig's going to be all right. I think that's the difference now. I mean, Dylan Cook is a guy who's really athletic. McCollum's, you know, if you just need a couple of games, I think their depth is okay. What they don't have, and not a lot of teams do, what they don't have is someone you feel like, okay, they could put this person in and they could finish the year.
Jeff Hathorn joining us here on the Fan Morning Show en route to Steelers training camp. He was there yesterday for report day. Mike Tomlin talked about Jalen Ramsey, Darius Slay, and Joey Porter Jr. being on the field a ton. I just hope that means that Jalen Ramsey gets to do what he does best, and that is delete receivers from the game plan.
And we don't know for sure that maybe Slay, even though he hasn't played a lot inside, maybe Slay's going to do some stuff inside. I think they have a great chance. And people used to hear in the LeBeau days about going into the lab, getting back to the lab. Let's get in the lab and be creative when Troy was there. This is not a Troy situation. They don't have a Hall of Famer necessarily, although Ramsey is really good, and so is Slay. but they have an opportunity to get creative because they want those three on the field. Tomlin couldn't say that enough, that those three are going to be on the field together. Well, you've got a really athletic linebacker in Peyton Wilson. I think you have some opportunities to do some things that this defense really hasn't done, because I think one of the criticisms I would say for the defense over the last couple of years is they got too vanilla. It became obvious where you could attack the Steelers from an offensive standpoint. Let's go nuts. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Now you should have the speed and the guys on the outside where you can take some chances, and even if you miss, you should be better on the back end than you've been probably in 10 years.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the roster defensively looks really good, and this might be the best corner room that they've had. I can't think of a time where they've
maybe
had bigger names.
Shea and Ike?
Yeah. You might be going into the Wayback Machine. Jeff, go ahead.
And leave Juan Thornhill alone. We love talking to him. He's honest. He says stuff that we all love. I don't know if he could play, but he's great for us.
He is honest from his own perspective. And
he is.
I do like guys who say things, and then the second that they do, I criticize them.
I would say this. I tend to like guys that come in with a chip on their shoulder. And, dude, he's got a big brown and orange chip on his shoulder from what happened, from the criticism he got in Cleveland last year. He explains it as he was playing injured, and I mean, we'll see how it plays out. But he does come in. He's like that dude. They're ready to, when they open the gate, he's going to be one of the first ones to run out because he wants to prove that he was more the guy in Kansas City than what we saw in Cleveland last year.
I like guys who talk a big game and then back it up. He certainly talked a big game. If he backs it up, he'll into the good graces of one Adam Richard Crowley. Jeff, we appreciate everything you're doing at camp. We appreciate you sending all the audio back, asking all those great questions. Did you get sunburnt yesterday?
I did remember the sunscreen.
There you go.
Thankfully.
That's a win day one, cuz. We'll talk to you soon, all right?
All right, cuz.
See you, cuz. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director. Check out all of his great coverage on 93.7thefan.com. And he'll be on all of our shows all week long. No one provides better coverage than Jeff. Yeah, we're going to monitor the Justin Fields situation. He's been carted off the field, unfortunately, at New York Jets camp on what I think is day three for them. Would be disastrous for him. I don't know that Justin Fields ever turns into a franchise quarterback, but this is his shot. Signs a two-year, $40 million deal. You would hate to see him not be able to play. I mean, if he doesn't play this year, he's going to be a backup quarterback the rest of his career. And he might be that anyhow. But this is his chance. I would be gutted for him. So I do hope he's ready and able to go against the Steelers week one, just because I like the guy. Also from an intrigue factor. Now, from a competitive factor, their backup quarterback, just to let you know, is Tyrod Taylor. I hope it's Justin Fields week one. Would suck for him. All right. Coming up next, we'll react to some of what Jeff had to say. 15-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. In case you missed it, bad news at a Jets camp. Justin Fields, lower body injury, being carted off the field. I hope that things work out for Justin Fields. This is his last best shot to be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And you would hate to see that cut down due to an injury in the first couple of days of training camp, for God's sake. And here's the irony of the NFL. So Aaron Rodgers, a couple years ago, runs out onto the field with the American flag. Expectations in New York had never been higher. Blows out his Achilles like 12 plays in. Works his way back. We know how last year went for Rodgers. Rodgers north of 40. Last season, he winds up playing 17 games. One of the reasons some Steelers fans would have preferred Justin Fields to Aaron Rodgers is because, again, Aaron Rodgers is an old man. Justin Fields in his mid-20s. You're worried about injuries for Aaron Rodgers. And here Justin Fields is going out in what, day three of Jets camp. Hopefully he didn't blow out his Achilles or something like Rodgers did, but you don't know. Right now you think the worst. You hope for the best. Wasn't pushing a blocking sled, was it? Unfair shot. Big show coming up tomorrow. Massive show. Pat Narduzzi, fresh off of ACC Media Days, going to join us live in studio at 7 o'clock. Eli Holstein at some point during the program. Chris Carter, who's going to be at Steelers camp today for their first practice, he'll join us at 8. Noah Hyles, he broke some O'Neal Cruz news. He's going to be on at 8:35. And then Brian Batko, also with a training camp report at 9 o'clock. Looking forward to it. I told someone on the text line to give a birthday shout out. Crowman, my dog. Can my friend Isla Vanel get a... Nope. Dump that. They got me. They spelled the first name E-Y-L-A. And I fell for it.
Are you serious?
I fell for it again, Harry.
Are you serious?
I fell for it.
You fell for it.
I fell for it again. That's the third time I've fallen for one of those. That was by far the most creative one. Fan weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. If you're headed up Steelers camp, today's going to be a hot one. High of 92 degrees. Wear your sunscreen. Stay hydrated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.